Baba Basra, Daf Tzadik Beis, Omud Aleph, Pedik Shishi, Hamoicher Pedis, Mishnah. Our Mishnah is going to explain the halachas of a person who sells a kind from different types of grain or vegetables, and it turns out that they were not fit to grow. Hamoicher Pedis Lachavedek. One who sells fruits to his friend from those kinds that are fit to be planted and for eating. For example, legumes or grain and similar things, and he did not specify whether he is selling it for the purpose of planting. For that he sold it to them for the purpose of eating. Was wrong, and then the purchaser went and he sold them veloy tzomchu, and they didn't grow because they were ruined and they weren't fit to make to grow. So vafilu zera pishtot, even that type that he sold them was the seed of flax, which by majority it is bought for the purpose of sowing it, and there's only a minority that is sold for to be eaten. So the din is the seller is a nechayiv b'achra yuson. He is not responsible. He's not obligated, and he's not responsible for them. He doesn't have to give back to the buyer the money for the fruit that he paid, because the seller can argue and say, "I sold them to you for eating purposes." And the reason why we say that is because with regards to monetary issues, we don't go after the majority. So we don't care that the majority of the people buy it to sow. The moicher is still believed, and he can argue that he sold it to be eaten. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel says that if he sold him zeir oinegino, he sells him such seed of a garden, like for example the seed for a cabbage or kaplut, shein or necholin, those are not eaten. The seeds are not used as food, and then he sowed it and they didn't grow. Then chayiv. Then the seller is obligated ba'achra yuson on their responsibility, and he has to pay him all his money. Because since these types, the only purpose that are used is to be sown, and they didn't grow, so then that is considered a mekachtos, it's a mistaken deal, and he has to pay him back. The Gemara brings a machloikis, whether we follow in monetary issues after majority. And brings evidence from our Mishnah. Itmar, we learned in a member, Hamoicher shoyl lechaveroi, one who sells an ox to his friend. V'nimtzo nakhon, and then it turns out that the ox is a nakhon, is a gorer, so the only thing that you can do with it is you're going to shecht it. So Rav Omar, you can't use it for work because, or to plow with it, because it's going to go around goring people or oxen. So Rav Omar, Rav says, Hareze mikachtos. This is a mistaken deal, and the seller has to return to the buyer the money for the ox, because majority of oxen are bought for the purpose of plowing with them, and since this ox isn't fit for plowing, so the deal is off. And he has to give him his money back. Shmuel Omar, Shmuel says, no, this is not considered a mistaken deal. It's not a mekachtos, because the seller can argue, the seller can say, I sold you the ox for the purpose of the meat to be eaten. Because there are oxen that are bought for shechita, to be slaughtered, to be eaten. So although that majority of the people buy oxen for the purpose of plowing, we do not go with in money, by money matters after majority. So it's as if it's a equal suffix, it's an equal doubt, half here, half here. And a meitzim chaver ol varaya, one who wants to take out his friend has to bring the proof. So therefore, he won't have to pay him back, and the deal is in existence. So the Gemara says, the Gemara is wondering, why is there a disagreement in this? But it seems like it should be pretty simple to figure out what the buyer intended when he was buying the ox. But let us see. if the moicher knows that the purchaser is a butcher, and his way and his custom is every time to buy meat for the purpose of shechting it. So then it should be assumed that now also he's coming to purchase as it is his custom, as if the seller says beferish to the buyer, linichsa, so that I'm selling it to you for shechita, to be slaughtered. But il radya, and if it's a purchaser, he works the field, he works the land, and his custom is to buy oxen for the purpose of plowing, so it's as if he is specified, as if the seller specified to him l'radya, that it is for plowing. So even according to Shmuel, for sure there's a mistaken deal over here, because that's the reason that this person is buying oxen for, and the seller knows it. And the Gemara answers that the disagreement that Rabbi Shmuel is in a situation, but Gavro de Zovin Lochi Lochi, it's a person who buys oxen for both, for shechita and also for plowing. He had a combined job. He was also a butcher. He also works the land. And therefore, it is impossible to know for what purpose he bought at this particular time. So now the Gemara says, let it be that this person buys for both, for plowing and for shechting. But nevertheless, we can still find out what he intended to buy. Let us see what is the amount of money that the purchaser paid. And that's the way we'll find out for what purpose he bought the ox. Because an ox which is destined to be plowed with is worth a lot more than an ox which is destined for shechita. The Gemara says, it's not necessary, that the machloikis is actually only in a situation, the yakar bisra v'kombin mei radio, that the money for the meat has become very expensive, and an ox for shechting is being sold for the same price as an ox for plowing. And since so, we can't know by the money that he paid what he intended. So the Gemara asks Yehochi, if so, that the price of both of them are the same, l'mayin af kimina, so what difference does it make? What kind of a loss is there to the purchaser? Let him sell the one that he has in his hand to be eaten, and with that money that he'll buy another one for plowing. So why does Rav hold that the deal is off and that the seller has to give him back the money? He should just go ahead and sell it himself. And the Gemara says, Nafkemina Litircha, there's a difference for the trouble, because the purchaser, there's a trouble for him that he has to go shech the ox that he bought and sell the meat and to buy with the money another ox for plowing, and he doesn't want to trouble himself with this, and that's why he says that he holds that the mekach is bottled and the deal is off. So Mark continues to ask the Rav, hechi dami, what is the situation? The Rav said his din that the deal is off and that the seller has to give back the money, has to return the money.